An update from North Carolina now, where 25 tornadoes touched down in that state over the weekend. We want to check back in with the Earp family. We spoke with George Earp earlier this week. George runs his family-owned business, Earp's Seafood Market in Raleigh, and he and his wife, Vicki, both own several rental home properties. George, when we spoke to you last, you said the roof had been ripped off your seafood market and there was some damage on the other properties, and you said it looked like devastation down around your hometown. What does it look like now?
It's still terrible. The market, of course, we're very fortunate. We had a good insurance company, good insurance agent, and they were out yesterday with the adjusters. And they're going to total the building. We'll remove that and put a new one in. Meeting with new adjusters or more adjusters today on all the rental properties in the area. It definitely looks like a war zone.
Well, according to figures from the governor's office that came out yesterday, 24 people died in the storms, 130 were injured, 430 homes destroyed, 6,000 homes damaged, and 2,000 people out of work because of the storms. I would assume that anyone who works in your seafood market is out of work until their building is rebuilt.
That's correct. That is correct.
Also, when we spoke to you, you said it had been too early to see any kind of recovery efforts. But in the meantime, since we talked to you, it's been declared a state of emergency in your state. So have you seen recovery efforts, tractors, trailers, people out clearing debris?
Yes, they're removing debris all around the area. The government is, I think they're pushing forward on this. I think it's going to work out well there.
So are you happy with the response of both the state and the federal government?
Yes, I am.
Well, let me ask you about the preparedness of the state. Looking back, clearly no one can be prepared in a state for 25 tornadoes to touch down. But do you feel like North Carolina was reasonably prepared for extreme weather?
Well, no one's prepared for anything like this. I don't think all the preparedness in the world, you're not ready for this.
So if, to your mind, it's a matter of the cleanup effort at this point?
I'm sorry?
To your mind, it's not a matter of preparation, but how well the cleanup effort goes.
Exactly.
I mean, what do you want to tell to the rest of the country about what's going on in Raleigh right now, the people who are just seeing the headlines about your hometown?
Well, the thing I see is this. We've got just a few miles from the market, three small children that were buried or died, and the service was last night. And as you said before, 20-some people in this state have died. I'm just thankful that when the storm hit the building, it was 14 people in there. No one was hurt.
When the storm hit your seafood market?
That's correct.
There's no way to explain who survived and who died, right, George?
George?
The difference between life and death is like a fraction of a second, right, George?
That's correct.
How long?
In 15 seconds, it was over.
How long before your market reopens and you feel like life begins to return to some kind of normalcy?
The contractor said it would take 90 days.
3 months for George Earp and his family. They own a business called Earp's Seafood. It's a market in Raleigh. He and his wife, Vicki, and his family are there. George Earp, thank you so much for joining us again.
Okay. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.